My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. We need to buckle down and start learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, not just because it's a good thing to do, but we've kind of put ourselves into this quandary where we are now dealing with health problems and health conditions that at one time we dealt with at a much older age. And today, we are privy to them a lot younger. So we have to realize the things we do, the things we don't do, and how we do both of those things, and how well we treat ourselves, and also the stress that we're exposed to, the stress we create, the things we can control, the things we can't control. All these are factors that really do kind of add up to our good health or our failing health. It's confusing, though. So I try to bring you the best guest in the industry. And we talk about the relevant topics every day that are important for us to learn about so we can have a better dialogue, so we can do a little bit better research, so we can spend the time, you know, being able to be aware of our health and listening to our body a little bit more, and then having that open dialogue with our friends, our family members, our coworkers, and definitely our medical practitioners. Tuning into the show during the week, you know, we'll get you the information that's, you know, relevant, not just to today, but moving forward, the things we need to be focusing on now and as we get older. If you can't tune into the show live, very happy to say that courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my great producers, all of my shows now are podcast archived, and they're on my new webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it just makes good sense. Everybody likes to refer people to the places they know they're going to get great service. And when you're dealing with your health, you don't just want good service. You want good quality products. You want an understanding. You want a good teacher. You want an educator. You want someone you can bounce things off of and, you know, and learn as you're going. And that's all wrapped up into Stay Healthy Health Food Store, all in a full service environment. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and, you know, realizing that there is a difference in nutritional supplementation and there's a difference in the approach and the direction that you're heading in, because sometimes a little bit of information can take us down a path that may be good for us, but maybe completely in the opposite direction of where we're trying to go. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and bring your questions with you. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you're there, read all the industry articles on the homepage and even print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase in the store. And don't forget about their Facebook page. It allows you to, once you like it, get great tidbits of information every day, in-the-know information and things that are important. You know, little bits of information every day builds us an amazing profile so we can move forward in a healthier direction. Well, today, well, it's warming up outside, and although we need our minerals all year long, this seems to be the time of the year when most people learn about the importance of minerals. Dr. Darren Starkey is with me today. He is a board-certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 27 years, he has been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within the body. While he is an advocate for good nutrition, he also believes that good nutrition starts in the soil, and that much of our world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure, of course, proper nutrition. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within the field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals, and throughout his career has done many radio programs that have focused on his area of expertise. He's continually searching, on a quest, if you will, for new ways to educate people about the benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the tasks they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my friend, my guest, Dr. Darren Starkey. Hello there.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I am wonderful. And how's the weather in your part of the world?
You know, it is cool and rainy.
Oh, okay. A little bit different than here, let me tell you.
And what is the weather that you're working
We're going to be really good today, mid-80s today. And then starting next week, we'll be in the mid to high 90s. And then it's triple digits, baby.
Triple digits.
You know what? I'm one of those weird people that love the heat. And everybody says, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I moved here for the heat. I mean, you knew what the weather was like when you were coming here.
Right.
You know what's really funny is every year the same people that I know will say, "Hi, was it this hot last year?" And I'm like, "Uh-huh." And the same people in the winter months will say, "Whew, was it this cold last year?" And I'm like, "Wow."
We've had this conversation before, Jeff, both face to face and of course on the air, but I honestly believe that we face more dehydration issues during the wintertime than we ever do during the summertime, because when we're cold, we quit drinking, we turn up the heat, we put on more clothing, we just stop. And yet, at the same time, those flu-like symptoms that creep in, instead of running to the doctor, I would suggest they run to the faucet and start their electrolyte approach. But here we are now in the heat of the battle or preparing for the heat. And I would say to the listener today, water's just not enough. You know, we were never designed to live on bottled, filtered, distilled RO water. It has to be remineralized. Mm-hmm. It has to have those electrolytes in it, or we're asking for some serious problems.
You know, this time of the year, it's so much easier for people to understand the deficiencies and the dehydration factor because it's different than it is in the winter. In the summer, you see and feel dehydration. You see the sweat running down your brow. You're sticky and wet underneath your clothing. You're wrung out like a wet rag. We all use that one. Yep. And, you know, we're exhausted and we're tired and our muscles are cramping and we get Charlie horses at night and we can't handle being out in the heat. And these are all signs of summer hot weather and humidity dehydration. But you know, the funny thing is, and I say this every time, I'm so glad that people get on these trace minerals in the summer months. And I think then they learn the understanding of how it is year round, because in the winter, you know, we talk about it as well. We have the heat on, we're wearing heavier clothing, we're sweating under our clothes, we wear heavier blankets, we go from cold to warm, the heat in the car to the cold outside to the heat in the building. We stop drinking a lot of water because we're not as hot, so we don't feel like we need it. So dehydration is as or more heavy in the winter, but summer seems to be the one that causes the awareness.
Correct. I think that one of those symptoms that we relate to extremely well, of course, is the big word that starts with the C, and we call it cramping.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some, of course, have mild cramps, which, again, I think are warning indicators. But for those individuals that suffer from those full, you know, fledged cramps that not only bind you, drop you to the ground, and then, of course, I think anybody that's ever experienced it for days and sometimes even a week later, you can still feel the tender soreness within those muscles. And that's something that we then start taking very, very serious because, again, at that point we start anticipating or hoping that it doesn't occur, so we start doing our part. And, again, there we go in the reactive responses instead of the proactive, which your show is based on, is why should we get to that point when we have so much available to us today?
You know, the other part of this is, you know, the reason I like the company so well is you guys really have everything that you've needed for a long time. You know, you could 5 years ago, you could have stopped making products and everybody would have been very, very happy. But that's not the mentality of Trace Minerals Research. You are always questing to find something that works better, something that enhances us more. And I finally figured out, you know, the reason for the companies that are continually on the quest to keep things getting better and more absorbable is because as a nation, we're screwing it up. You know, we're not making enough changes and we're making our health worse and worse and worse. So things have to be updated to be able to be absorbed and beneficial and show change to us, because maybe something that was there 10, 15 years ago that was perfectly timely for that time, maybe in today's world, we might not get the benefits. So things have been developed to work in today's world. And I know you're at the drawing board for what's going down over the next 5 years.
Yeah. You know, what's amazing to me is that, you know, remember, these minerals have never changed. They haven't changed for thousands of years. We just have to spice them up in the delivery process or somehow make them taste preference worthy for the consumer of this modern day, because it can change tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, at the same time, that balance within our bodies have never changed. They've maintained, and somehow, Jeff, it is baffling to me what our bodies are capable of, but how we've maintained our balances and, of course, our health and our lives with what's available to us today if we're not asking the right questions.
You know, and the other thing is you're going to find your comfortable level. You know, I'm drinking my water bottle. I've got my concentrated trace minerals in there. I've got a couple of my power packs in the big water bottle, and I'm going to drink that quart during the show. And, you know, if I'm going to be out this weekend and I'm just going to be out in the air, believe me, I'm going to be carrying, you know, half a dozen power packs. And, of course, I've got an extra concentrated bottle of minerals that I carry with me at the corrals because I'm going to be outside. And as I walk around and I see people wrung out like rags, I'll be taking my bottle and squirting it in their bottle. And I'll be opening up a power pack and putting it in their water bottle and telling them to drink it. And when they say, what is it? I'm going to say, it doesn't matter. Just do it. You know, so, and I mean, I'll carry them with me and I'll be, you know, rescuing the wrung out rag group down there, cleaning corrals and working their horses. But you know what? That's what it's all about. You know, once you feel the difference, you'll be like, oh, I get it.
Sure. And, you know, it's amazing to me that you use the platform that's right around you, which is, that's what we all should be doing, is looking around to that individual that it doesn't take much. You know, oftentimes, the way that we approach this, Jeff, those in need can feel the difference almost immediately. Mm-hmm. with one simple power pack or a douse, you know, a few drops of the concentration. And again, for those listeners right now, that the concentrated trace mineral drops are considered electrolytes, but they're in minute amounts. So I would focus on them with your at meal times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as to where we would have been receiving them through our food stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you want to reach for that, how do we say this, Jeff? You know, they're marketed so incredibly well today that all ages are reaching for these sugary sports drinks. But instead of doing that, I would say go to Stay Healthy, pick these minds of these nutritional experts and find out what's available so that we can truly put that balance back in. And we have 12 different flavors, and I know, Jeff, you have your favorite pick. I have my favorite pick. Mm-hmm. But I think they've done a marvelous job in making it available to reach all taste preferences, and yet at the same time, the main emphasis are those macro electrolytes that we're perspiring every day.
Well, you know, I was talking to a guy the other day, and he has a landscaping business out here. And, you know, he's been listening to us for a while. He was kind of new to the NBC sports station. But, you know, he said, you know, last year his guys were just, you know, drinking all the sugary drinks. And he said they would drink it and love the taste. And then a half hour later, they need to sit in the shade because they weren't handling the heat. And our last year, June, was horrendous. It was early and hot and record hot last year. He said, so he's got these big 5-gallon containers, two on every truck. And he said, you know, I'm going to just mix this up. He goes, I'm going to use this natural lemonade that I ordered. And he goes, and I'm going to put the trace mineral drops in there, and I'm going to throw power packs in there. And he goes, I'm just going to make it available to them rather than just water, and just tell them, see how they do. He said, I did great last year, but I couldn't get the guys to do it. But this year, he says, I told my entire crew, you need to do this year. It's good for you, and it'll, you know, allow you not to be, you know, exhausted and getting heat stroke.
Well, I think that, you know, from an athletic standpoint,
sure.
I mean, which, of course, whether we're, I think that there's all ranges of these athletes from Olympic to professional couch potatoes that want to be right.
Right.
We've got to remember, it doesn't matter what level we're at, we're still losing these just by breathing daily. So whether we're extremely active all week or if we're only active on the weekend, remember, they're extremely vital to our everyday outputs or activities. And I think that, again, we can think clear, we can function better. We don't have to be in the gym to take these supplements. And, of course, like you mentioned, on the job, especially those that work outside in that heat. Oh my goodness, Jeff! I honestly don't know. We've had this conversation. I don't know how these individuals survive without this knowledge. But again, we're grateful to be a part of this radio show with you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I just really like the warm, hot weather. I was raised in the hot weather, but also the humid weather. And, you know, when we do have that, like, overhanging, like, rain that's heading in and stuff like that, I still don't handle the idea of humidity very, very well. I just don't. And, you know, for me, it's like I'd rather have the dry heat. And but, I mean, everybody's different, and everybody has what they can handle and, you know, and what they can handle. And I love it that we have the availability of being able to allow our body to deal with what we're exposed to. And
correct.
That's what we get here. You know, there's plenty of things to look at.
Well, you know, and that's a great point. I know that to stay healthy has some marvelous as far as, you know, standing behind their products. Guarantees and Trace Minerals wants to let that listener, whether they're, again, an athlete or anything in between, you know, there's a risk-free opportunity with these products. You either feel the difference or you get your money back. There's no questions asked. But you and I both know, Jeff, that when they experience a change, when they feel a difference, or they see, feel, or measure the results, they start sharing it with, you know, team members. They start sharing it with family members. They start sharing it with anybody around them, just like you do, whether it be on the, you know, in the corral or at the store. Mm-hmm. No one's safe around us because we know the results.
Well, I had to tell you something. I have and I mentioned this a couple years ago, and I forgot about it. And one of my friends, she coaches a baseball team, and with like the 8 to 12 age bracket. And they have these big containers, like I was talking about, these big orange containers, and they set them on the table. And what she does is, she said she doesn't like watering down, you know, the drink. She likes it to be, you know, real sweet so the kids will drink it. So she came up with this idea, and I think it was my idea first, but I'll give her the credit. What she does is she freezes water bottles, okay? And then she takes the water bottles, and she puts the water bottles inside, like 7 or 8 of them inside, which is a little bit of ice, fills it up with water, adds her lemonade, adds her trace mineral drops, adds all that. And what happens is the water bottles are frozen, so they keep the inside cold, but they don't dilute the actual flavor of the lemonade, because, you know, it gets really diluted. Sometimes it doesn't taste good. And she says they drink it all the way down to the bottom. She goes, and they still stay frozen in there. So I mix up another batch while I'm there. She said, now the other teams are starting to do it as well. And she says, and I just take those water bottles home. I rinse them off. add a little water if I have to, freeze them again, and then the next time we go to a game, put those inside, and they're like big plastic ice cubes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, we have some amazing athletes, especially I would give credit to those nurturing mothers and wives who are and girlfriends who are, you know, who are involved in their lives and their health, coaches. But, you know, they'll take these power packs and mix them in ice cubes. It's amazing to me all the different I don't care how they're getting them in as long as they're getting them in, because that's our protection. You know, what's sad to me, Jeff, every summer we lose a young athlete, you know, again, several young athletes on the football fields during three-a-days. And literally, you know, the thing that makes me sick is to think that for literally pennies on the dollar, Jeff, pennies, putting these electrolytes back in and helping that body balance and help that recovery process, we wouldn't have to lose any lives, I believe.
You know, I have this just came in, and she said, we kind of do same thing as you were just talking about, but I bought myself a dozen of those popsicle trays. And what I do is I mix up the power packs with juice and the concentrated trace minerals. She goes, I mix it up in a big, gigantic pot, and then I spoon them in, and I make popsicles. She goes, so when we're out there, everybody's got their popsicles. Little do they know, they're loaded with minerals and trace minerals and all that good stuff. They just think they're good-tasting popsicles.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, the delivery system, that concept of an apple a day that kept the doctor away?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't what the apple tastes like. It's what the apple offered. But if we can maintain that flavor, you know, that preference with our, again, with these athletes and getting them to enjoy them as they're hydrating, what an awesome way to keep our athletes healthy.
I wanted to let everybody know, we were talking about the power packs earlier. We were talking about flavors. I got a list here of the flavors. The acai berry, the cherry lime, the Concord grape, cranberry, the guava passion fruit, lemon lime, mixed berry, orange blast, pineapple coconut, pomegranate blueberry, raspberry, and tangerine. So, wow. There's really not much for you left to come out with.
You know, I hate to say that we're coming out with a new one I'm totally excited about. Can I?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should. In fact, we'll keep that for another show.
All right.
There's a 13th flavor coming out, Jeff, and I think it'll be a hit.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I hate to say that our palates are in charge of the things we do, but
true.
Our palates, and we have given our palates the energy to be able to do what they do and be in charge, and they're strong, and they want what they want, and we give in.
I absolutely concur with you. I think that, you know, there was a day and an age when all we drank was water and more water, because there was no other options. And now, with the options that are available to consumers and athletes alike, it is overwhelming. And I absolutely agree with you that these different additives and preservatives and sweeteners are extremely addictive. And that's why Trace Minerals Research, again, we use the most minimal amount we possibly can with the sugar. We, of course, prefer stevia. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think they've done a marvelous job in mask, you know, being able to regulate those two, so there's not, for those individuals that are sensitive to stevia, there's no aftertaste with these products.
Well, and the thing about it is you can carry those with you. You know, when I'm traveling, I carry them with me, because I never, you know, I just want to make sure I have them. You know, if I'm on a plane, I'll have them with me. I'll just order a water.
Sure,
and I'll put them
sure.
in there, because people don't realize how
convenient.
It's convenient. But you know what's great is people get cramps when they fly long, you know, 3-4
absolutely.
Hour flights. So I'll take a couple of these with me, and I just put them in a water bottle, shake them up, and I know I've got minerals. And I've learned over the years from professional travelers that one of the best things you can do to cut down a deep vein thrombosis and throwing blood clots when you're traveling is to get up and walk all the way to the back of the plane. If you're in the front, use the bathroom. come back. And if you're in the back of the plane, walk to the front of the plane, use the bathroom. I mean, but do it at least once, maybe twice while you're on like a 3-4 hour flight. Just that little walk, one, stretches the muscles. Two, just kind of gives you a little bit of energy. And three, really just make sure your circulation is working.
Sure. And then you feed that body with those electrolytes during those time frames. And I, of course, we've both been there, Jeff. I just got back from China. And those are long flights. But I, too, take my concentrate and my power packs. And it's amazing to me how many, you know, how much I can take in a 16-hour flight.
We're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey, and we are talking about products from Trace Minerals Research. And you got to check out all the products that are at Stay Healthy. But now's the time to convince your mind and your body how important they are and see the changes and see the differences as the weather is warming up and getting hot. And then you'll understand the philosophy of how important they are year round. We'll be right back with Dr. Starkey. A quick break. Don't go away.
Your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor recommended, hospital accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smith's Town and Country Center.
Barleen's Omega Swirl, a new omega-3 sensation with the taste and texture of a fruit smoothie. Just a spoonful of Omega Swirl's natural lemon zest flavored cod liver oil or natural strawberry banana flavored flax oil gives you your optimal daily omega-3 nutrition. Or if you're looking for a flax DHA and borage oil blend of omega-369, try the new tasty Total Omega Swirl. Omega-3 nutrition is absolutely essential for our bodies, supporting heart health, healthy cholesterol levels, energy and endurance, skin, hair, and nail health, mental acuity, and more. And nobody does omega-3 like Barleen's. In fact, Barleen's Omega Swirl was recently voted best product of the year by leading health magazines. It's unbelievably delicious, which makes it the perfect omega-3 solution for the whole family. Omega Swirl, you need to taste it to believe it. So visit Barleen's.com for a free sample and see why the American Masters of Taste awarded Omega Swirl their 2009 gold medal. Or better yet, stop by your nearest natural food store today for Barleen's Omega Swirl.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Does your multivitamin come from real food? Experience the goodness of real food with a multivitamin crafted from over 40 fruits, vegetables, legumes, sprouts, and other organic foods. Real Food Organics. From the moment the seed is planted in crop-rotated fields to the time it's sealed in our iconic amber glass bottles, Real Food Organics adheres to USDA organic quality standards so you can be assured that you're getting the best of real foods from real farms. Nothing artificial and nothing genetically modified. That's right, Real Food Organics is non-GMO. By combining fresh, raw whole food ingredients with probiotic cultures and fermenting and freeze-drying this mix, we're able to deliver a product we can feel good about calling real food. Look for a USDA organic logo and choose a whole food multivitamin made from real food from real farms, Real Food Organics.
Country Life Vitamins, available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. Go in and see why they've got the longevity. It's because of their amazing staff. They've got the best of the best, the most knowledgeable staff in the business. They carry the highest quality products, great prices, and it's a full-service environment every single day. When you are dealing with something as important as your health, don't cut corners. Pick the best of the best. and that's Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and like them on Facebook as well. Well, Dr. Darren Starkey is with us today, and we're talking about electrolytes, and we're talking about the products from Trace Minerals Research, and we're talking about how to incorporate them into our daily routine. And Dr. Starkey, somebody just chimed in, and they wanted to know, how do I dose myself with the liquid? You know, I want to make sure I'm doing it right, and probably throughout the day would be a good idea. But how many drops, how often?
We recommend 20 to 40 drops once or twice a day, Jeff. By the way, that's a great question, because at the same time, ultimately with the, like for instance, with the concentrated trace mineral drops, the worst case side effect if they take too much is going to be a laxative response. And to me, that's a healthy response today in our society. So you just have to, remember, we perspire all day long. We breathe all day long. I mean, there's so many different things that can, you know, cause our bodies to lose these trace minerals. So, again, you've heard me say, Jeff, respiration, perspiration, urination, defecation, of course, in women, menstruation. But, we have to put them in all day long because we're breathing. I don't know of anybody that stops breathing at any point during the day, right?
Mm-hmm. No, let's hope not.
So I would encourage them to start slow, say 10 drops at breakfast, 10 drops at lunch, and just slowly work it out and take it throughout the day. Listen to your body. Your body knows best.
The other thing is this question comes in a lot, and, you know, people talk about magnesium and taking high dosages of magnesium, loosening the stools and things like that. Do trace minerals, I mean, can we take too many?
Your body, I would say, I love answering that question from a food-based standpoint, Jeff.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever had the privilege of eating too many cherries off the cherry tree.
Done that.
Okay. Your parents never rushed you to the emergency room, right?
No.
And, of course, ultimately, if you didn't make it to the restroom, your siblings would tease you for the rest of your life.
Amen.
But the point is that your body knows exactly. These minerals are so perfectly balanced with the balance of our bodies. The body knows exactly what to do with them, so...
Well, that's a good answer, because, you know, we want to make sure we're doing the right thing. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, just sometimes we get confused as to how we fit these in. I mean, the wonderful thing is, if you're using a good amount of vitamins and supplements on a regular basis, these do not bump heads with anything. If anything, they make other things you're using work more effectively. You know, for years and years, I used to tell people that a multiple vitamin, multiple mineral was basically a multiple vitamin with a little bit of minerals in there to help you make it work.
Yeah, and you know, that's the key there too, is that we've been taking multivitamins for how long, Jeff? I mean, you could mm-hmm. write a book on this topic over the 40 years you've been involved.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, nothing changes. We have to put these trace minerals. That's the nutritional foundation to our health, and without them, those other supplements just don't work as effectively as they should.
You know, how are the magnesium effervescent tablets doing?
They're doing fantastic. And I was just going to, it's funny that you bring that up, because there, again, is another delivery system that athletes really enjoy, because there's three different, they're called Max Hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
There's an endurance, there's an energy, and there's an immunity formula. But they come in, in little tubes. That there's 10 tablets in a tube, and they are fantastic. You throw them into a gym bag, throw them in your pocket, throw them in your briefcase, throw them in your purse. Whatever you're doing, all you do is just pop the top off, take those little tablets out, break them up, you know, drop them into a cup of water or into a bottle of water, and it has that support. So, again, there's another delivery effervescent that – is doing extremely well for us. And I think that in answer to that question, because we're getting into the heat of the battle, I think they haven't been around long enough to go through a summer. So I think that let's ask that question at the end of the summer, especially there in Nevada.
Somebody just asked, they said, I picked up the Max Hydrate, the Endurance and the Energy, and I was thinking about adding the Immunity. Can I throw all of them in, or do I have to, choose
you
one?
You know, that's a great question. And again, I personally would separate those out.
Yeah.
You know, again, with the Energy, we have added caffeine to that formulation. So I think there's a purpose for each one of those products. The Endurance take during, the Max Energy for those that need that little bump in their workout or before their workout. The Endurance, of course, would be, before. I would think that you could take that before, the Energy during, and the Immunity after.
Oh, okay.
But at the same time, I err on the side of caution in the fact that instead of combining all of them, I would just space them out and see how your body responds to them.
Somebody wanted to know, they said, I was at Stay Healthy and I saw the leg cramp formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard you guys talk about it in a while. What is that?
No muscle cramps.
Mm-hmm.
And what a wonderful product that is, because, for those that we introduced this product for those that aging population or anybody that's suffering from cramps. But at the same time, those that suffer from cramps or those athletes that suffer from cramps, it's funny to me, Jeff, and I have to bring this up. So we have products that are kind of marketed towards our younger athletic, middle age, and then we have those, and of course, night cramps amongst our aging population is ever growing. So to me personally, I think that all ages can take every product that we've been discussing, but for some reason, no muscle cramps reaches that aging population because they look at some of these other products that look like they're sports related and they won't take them or they don't think that they should, they can take them. But at the same time, that no muscle cramp, of course, has no additives, no preservatives, no sweeteners. It's non-flavored, so that way they can put it into basically anything and everything and dilute it. Now, again, just going back to that, all these products are non-GMO. With that new Max Hydrate, there's no sugar added to those, Jeff.
Oh, good.
We're just trying to go. They taste great. Have you tried one yet?
All of them.
Okay. So, again, we're just going with different delivery systems trying to reach, that public so that we can help support them during their time of crisis. Hope that they don't take it during the time of crisis, but they help avoid those time of crisis.
Well, this is kind of at a time of the crisis feedback, but it's really good. She says, I use the concentrated trace minerals. I use the pocket packs. I use the greens. She says, I use a lot of products in the line. And I was at my sister's, who uses some of the products as well. And for some reason, I forgot all my stuff at home. And I had one of those toe curling leg cramps at her house. And she had the no muscle cramp formula you're talking about. And she put it in water, and I drank it and kind of walked around for a little while. And obviously, it worked quickly. Within the hour, I mean, I felt better because it was hurting so bad. And then I took another dose, and I was able to go back to sleep again. I'm not sure this is meant for crisis situations. She's using your words. And she says probably more if as a preventive, but I wanted to pass on feedback that it also helped me relax and go back to sleep.
And to me, that is where, knowing how to resolve when we are in crisis is everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet at the same time, I hope she never leaves without it.
Oh, yeah. For the sound of this letter, I can probably think that she probably won't.
There are times, Jeff, that we can talk until we're blue in the face, I think. But mm-hmm. I think that a lot of athletes and a lot of aging population, they have this notion that, well, that can't happen to me. But when it does, again, knowledge is everything.
You know, I have a friend of mine, and she is such an intelligently smart person, brilliant, and she's not a water drinker, and she keeps getting urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections. You know, the doctor tells her to drink water, so she drinks the water for a while, gets on her cranberry, and then she gets off of it and goes back to sodas and all that kind of stuff. Well, she had a little scare about 3 weeks ago and ended up in the emergency room, and her kidneys, the enzymes in her kidneys were just really bad, and her urine was like dark, and the doctor told her, he was really honest with her, and it scared her enough that she drinks about a half a gallon or more every single day now. She now puts the concentrated trace mineral drop. She uses the power packs. She became a really good, it took me 20 years talking to her about this, but it took that scare, you know, that slamming into the wall face first to make her want to do it. And she'll be the first to tell you. She goes, I'm a terrible patient. And she goes, but I'm better now. And I said, well, what was it? She goes, I was scared.
Yep. Yep. We all have to have our aha moment, but it sure helps when we have somebody in our corner like yourself and our families to help us, you know, kind of guide us and direct us on that path. Because it seems like, Jeff, no matter how much knowledge you have, when we're faced with a crisis, it's like our brains shut down, or, you know, and I would encourage, just again, from a foundational support, that concentrates it to, you know, to start your day with, take those, you know, again, there's so many different options. We, by the way, we also have it in tablets, these electrolytes, you know, in a tablet format, because we have some that no matter what we try to do to help the improvement or the taste, we have a group of athletes and individuals that they just want to take a tablet. They don't want to taste anything. They just want to get it down. And we can do a tremendous amount of, you know, we can do a lot more in a tablet than we can in a powder. So the tablets are very, very effective. Sometimes, you know, we have these individuals that think that because they're in a tablet, they're harder to break down, harder to assimilate. Your body doesn't get, and I would, especially with that product, I would absolutely disagree with that. You know, if that's a concern, again, take our guarantee to the test and find out what it's available, you know, what it can do for you.
The other thing is, you know, and I don't know if you see this as much as I do, but, you know, we're human, and humans have a tendency to, you know better and still not do it. And the scary thing is sometimes it takes that fear, you know, ending up in an emergency room, having a crisis, having a terrible, terrible health scare. And, you know, and for many people, it's motivating enough to make them change. But for some people, you know, they're going to swear up and down, oh, I'm changing. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm getting rid of this. I swear I'm not going to. And a month later, they're doing it all again. They're right back to the same person they were before. And, you know, and that's a personal choice. But I don't know how much fear it takes for people to get motivated. And I wish it was none.
Well, you know what? Again, how many people right now on May 25th, Jeff, in our society today, of all ages, are still living their New Year's resolutions?
I don't know.
We'd probably be safe in saying probably 0.001%, right?
Yeah.
But again, we start off with good intentions. We start off wanting to make those changes. And sometimes change comes with a, in some cases, a healing crisis. But again, if you have just that little tiny spasm in the corner of your eye or in your lip, or, you know, again, you know your body better than anybody. You know where they're. I think that's a warning indicator that's giving you, you know, your body's trying to tell you, prepare yourself. Because again, if we're not properly hydrating, if we're not properly balancing, it will come out in some, you know. And again, when it hits them in a full-fledged cramp that they can't walk or they can't move, or they, you know, a tremendous amount of pain. Oftentimes, that's what it takes in order to listen to what we have to say.
Well, you know, fear is a crazy thing, and, you know, sometimes, like I said, it can be very motivating for some of us as well. And, you know, I want people to do whatever they have to do to start realizing that they need to take better care of themselves, because we deserve it. You know, it's anything
Absolutely.
More than anything else. It's just that we deserve to be in good health. And do we have to sometimes make some changes, some tweaks and things along the way? Well, of course. But those things that we're changing, we know we most likely should not be doing anyway. We're not stupid to the fact that we're doing some bad stuff.
You know, I keep saying the same thing over and over. We're all designed to be Lamborghinis, but we treat ourselves like lawnmowers most of the time. But when we get tired of pushing and we start focusing on what we're truly designed to do, we hope that you reach out for one of these products and find out what it's capable of doing for you.
Yeah. You know, somebody else just said my younger kids like to play in the pool every day now that school is out. And they are going to be out in the pool, out in the sun all day long. How do I use these pocket packs with kids? My kids are 6 to 11.
6 to 11. So, you know, that, again, fantastic question. So there's so many wonderful ways. We've already heard of one of putting them into popsicles. You know, from a mother's, there's something I will never question. That's a mother's intuition. Mm-hmm. You know your children best. But, with it being in a those power packs being in a powder, she can half the dose for her 6-year-old. As compared to her 11-year-old, I would give, you know, again, start slow and then slowly work up to her, you know, each individual's needs. But there's also that Endure product, which is a liquid. So we have the Power Packs is a powder, the Electrolyte Stamina in a tablet, and then we have that Endure, which is in a liquid. Now, what I love about that product, Jeff, is a mother can literally drop it in per drop into a juice and turn any juice into a, you know, electrolyte support for her outside kids. And again, we're going to have a lot of kids that don't go outside at all that still need them. So this is a wonderful delivery system from a mother's perspective that she can put it into soups, into, you know, juices, preferably water, but again, any delivery system that she can get her kids, what we can get our younger children to take without tasting it, is a wonderful delivery system.
You're going to love this. She goes, I don't know if you'll have time to get this in the show today, Jeff. She goes, my friends at work all use these products from Trace Minerals Research, and I don't. We work in Cubicleville here in Las Vegas, so of course I get the heat outside, and we are at a desk 8 to 10 hours a day, our legs wrapped around the back of the chair. Frequently I get cramps, and I've just done nothing about it. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I had my legs behind my chair. I was doing what I do, and I got a cramp that threw me on the floor. It was so bad. I was doing everything I could, rubbing it, and one of my friends brought over a glass of something to drink, and I just drank it all the way down. And within about 10-15 minutes, my muscle relaxed. So now at my desk, I have the concentrated Trace Minerals and one or more flavors of the Power Packs. I drink a couple during the day, throughout the day. I'm adding the concentrated Trace Mineral drops to all my beverages. Seeing was believing. So I just thought I'd pass that on while you're on the topic.
Well, you know what? Thank goodness for good friends to come at the moment of need, although I'm sure they're probably still laughing with her or at her because of that cramp. But at the same time, there's her aha moment that she probably doesn't want to go back through and experience again. So we're grateful for her business. We hope that it changes her days to come and make them more enjoyable, especially during the summertime.
Okay, you know, real quick, and I know we're running out of time, do you foresee other parts of the world to be as deficient as minerals? I know this is a real quick question, but we'll tackle it the next time as well. But is the United States the main place now where we're overly deficient in minerals?
Well, I think that there's different variables to that question in the fact that, you know, I think that all around the world our soil deficiency is greater than it's ever been. So, you know, I think that with a lot of our choices here in this nation where we have so many options to food choices, beverage choices, of course, our use of medication I think is a huge topic there as far as mineral depletion in our bodies. But in answer to the question, yes, this mineral deficiency is raging around the world.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for being here today. What a great show. Always a pleasure. Have an awesome weekend, and I'll look forward to our chat next month. And thank you for all you do, and thank you to Trace Mineral Research for helping you spread the word.
Hey, thank you for everything you do, Jeff. Have a wonderful holiday, and make sure, and of course, I don't have to remind you.
No.
But enjoy your minerals and your power packs at the corral. I know that's where you'll probably be on Monday, right?
Actually, I'm traveling next week, but this weekend, yes, I will. And they'll be with me in my suitcase, too. So, yeah, we'll be together.
That's good.
Be well, my friend. Bye-bye. My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey from Trace Minerals Research. Always a great guest and brings great information. Make sure to check out the full line of Trace Mineral Research products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas area, doing what they do with that great longevity every single day. Being in their fourth decade, you know, they've seen it all. And right now, they've had great, wonderful people working at their store over the years. Right now, I think they have the most incredible staff that you could ever work with. They're so knowledgeable, they're so experienced, and they have a great passion about what they do. So come in and enjoy their great knowledge. And as you're in the store, check out the best of the best in every category and, you know, partake in their great specials as well. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, coming up, I think next week, they'll be doing the drawing for the Barlean's Basket. You just have to come in and say, I want to enter and win. The Barlean's Basket valued around $200. It'll be given away to someone to really enjoy some wonderful products from Barlean's. Next month, they'll be doing the Essential Oil from Ancient Nutrition, but you can all go right ahead and put your name in for that as well. That's about $150 value on that one, and I'm sure Marge will have something else going before you know it, but it just gets you in to fill it out while you're there. You stop by and say, I want to enter and win. I think it's a great thing that they're doing at Stay Healthy, working with all these wonderful companies, because it gives us a chance to replenish our supplies if we win, or try some of the things we've heard about, or pay it forward. And, you know, spread them out and hand them out and share them with good friends and coworkers and people in our life that you know would get great benefit, but maybe have not themselves, you know, ventured over to start using the amazing products from Stay Healthy Health Food Store. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Tune in every morning 8 to 9, and remember, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredibly awesome producers. They do a great job, and this is just a wonderful service because I have a lot of people that like the podcast, and not everybody gets the chance to tune into what they want to tune into live. So then they're able to kind of go there, download, click on the archive icon, download the shows on demand when it's good for you. And I just think that's a great service today, you know, with our busy, busy schedules. I hope that you'll take the time to really just, you know, write your questions down and work with people that can give you the great knowledge that you need, and that's Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, is layered with great information. It's an industry-based site, so all those industry articles on the homepage, usually you're getting that information long before you'll get it anywhere else. So stop by a couple times a week, if not more. Just kind of click on the articles on the front, read them. Because you are, at that point, adding to your memory banks, adding to your education, and adding to your information. And, you know, it just might be perfectly timely for something that you may be dealing with or someone you know may be going through right now. And also, while you're there, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Their Facebook page, another great, great source of information. And just click the like button. And while you're there, you know, read some of those wonderful things. One of the wonderful things that they posted, they post great things on a daily basis. So every day you'll get a little bit more information. And that's what it takes for us to get as healthy as we can. A steady stream of top quality, true to form information in the middle of a misinformation self-service world. So, yeah, we have craziness going on around us. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of confusion. But, you know, you can sidestep that and go right to Stay Healthy and, you know, and get the information that you need to make better, wiser choices. Speaking of Facebook, while you're there, do me a favor. Trying to grow my page to really spread the word. It's a new page. Type in Dr. Dr. Jeffrey Burke. When you get there, click the like button. You'll like my post, and I also answer your questions right on my Facebook page. So you get the benefit of the answer, and everybody else also gets theirs answered as well. I hope you have a wonderful day. a healthy, healthy day, and a wonderful holiday weekend. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.